Stop 7. Execution Memorial. This memorial symbolically marks the tower as an execution site. It features a contemporary sculpture surrounded by a low safety rail. At the centre of the sculpture is a silver stand supporting a crystal pillow, indented as if someone's head had been recently resting on it. The pillow rests on a glass disc above a larger stone disc that's about a metre and a half across. Around the glass disc are the names of some of the people who were executed here. Around the stone disc is a poem that reads, "Gentle visitor, pause a while. Where you stand, death cut away the light of many days. Here, jewelled names were broken down from the vivid thread of life. May they rest in peace while we walk the generations around their strife and courage under these restless skies." Curator Alden Gregory again.
Relatively few people have been executed inside the Tower of London's walls. In fact, more people were executed here during the two world wars than in all of the centuries before. The vast majority of executions actually happened outside the tower, on Tower Hill. These were very public events where audiences could watch from specially erected grandstands. Only a handful of high-status prisoners, people like Anne Boleyn, Catherine Howard, and Lady Jane Grey, were granted the respect and privilege of a more private execution inside the tower. Their lives ended brutally in front of a small, invited audience on a scaffold near to this spot.
Around Tower Green are some important buildings in the tower's history. We won't be going there on this tour, but we'll briefly describe each one in case you'd like to visit any of them afterwards. As you face the execution memorial, the Chapel of St. Peter ad Vincula is on the far side of the lawn. This is the tower's parish church. It was built more than 500 years ago for Henry VIII and became the final resting place for many of the tower's executed prisoners, including Henry VIII's wives, Anne Boleyn and Catherine Howard. To the left, as you face the memorial, there's a formidable stone-faced building called Beauchamp Tower, which is built into the western wall of the inner ward. Originally completed in about 1281, it's been used throughout its history to house prisoners. On the ground floor of the tower is an exhibition about notable prisoners, and on the first floor, some of their original carved graffiti, now protected behind glass. There are some tactiles of the graffiti you can touch, but bear in mind there's a very narrow spiral staircase leading to the exhibition if you wish to explore this after the tour. And finally, if you turn your back to the execution memorial, you'll be facing towards the infamous Bloody Tower, diagonally to the left at 11 o'clock, on the far side of a large lawn. It's best known for the story of the princes in the tower. The young heir to the throne and his brother were brought here after the death of their father, Edward IV, in 1483. The boys were last seen playing in a garden at the tower and then mysteriously disappeared, allowing their uncle to claim the throne as Richard III. Our next stop is to visit the Crown Jewels exhibition. Before we move on, play the next track to hear pre-visit information and directions.